Well, this is the meeting of the Association of Episcopal Conferences of Africa and the Islands, Africa, Madagascar, and the Islands. And it is a very important meeting that's coming after a long break because of the COVID-19 pandemic and other reasons. And we're having it in Ghana at this moment, and it has very high stakes for the church in Africa as family of God. I say there are very high stakes here. First of all, from the theme itself, the ownership of SECAM. SECAM is over 50 years now, and it's about time that the Episcopal Conferences of Africa and Madagascar reviewed the structures of SECAM, the Symposium of Episcopal Conferences, and determine whether these structures can actually carry out the functions of SECAM in the future, that of evangelization and the mission of Christ. But all that is going to build up into the second part of the theme, which is about security and migration in Africa and the islands. And this is what has been affecting all the countries of Africa and the church in Africa in a very serious way, affecting families, affecting the youth, and affecting even the cohesion of countries. So many conflicts and wars all over Africa need to be addressed, and the issue of the movement of people from Africa towards the Western countries, which has become more perilous. But all that is now going to build up to the elections of new officers, new leaders for the church in Africa, which is going to be very critical because of the needs, pastoral needs of the future, and the need for collaboration, the need for interreligious dialogue, and other important necessities. Second, we'll have a new president, and we'll have a new standing committee as well, which is supposed to help to reflect on these matters and find ways of collaboration with some of the most important organizations of the world and the countries where our Episcopal conferences exist.